So I appreciate everybody's willingness to make the adjustments, and we can get back to Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag and Inyani Chamei Tzumatza, and it feels good to be able to do that. Normally this time of year, Chametz is our greatest enemy, but even Chametz takes a backseat to ISIS. What I wanted to discuss tonight is a part of the Maggid section, which is so vital in terms of the structure in general of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's one of the elements that Reb Chaim Brisker famously articulated as distinguishing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the concept of Maschal Begnus U'Misayim B'Shevach, that we have to, on an annual basis, we have to reflect on the arc of what it meant to have suffered enslavement in Egypt, and then to talk about the Shvach. Now, there is very famously a dispute about what exactly that means, so let me just share my screen for a moment to try to substantiate this point. So again, the principle of Maschal Begnos HaMisayim B'Shvach comes from the Mishnah, and then it says V'dorish Me'arami Ovidavi Ajigmar Kol HaParsha Kula. And there's different concepts about what exactly the gnos and the shvach is, what the degradation and what the elevation is. So the Rambam, for example, in the Perush HaMishnayos, says Maschal B'gnos Shemisabrei Chayinu Lifnei Sheba Avraham Kofrim U'Mishatvin, that prior to Avraham Avinu's monotheistic revolution, so we were deniers, or maybe slightly less egregious, people who felt, okay, God exists, but there's, some kind of a pantheon. U'bacharnu Hashem lo l'nachala, ve'ich avar alenu b'mitzrayim ha'shavar, ve'achar kach pida'anu Hashem, that God redeemed us from there. The Rimi Lunil, a little bit of a different idea. Maschal b'gnos avadim hayinu, not the, the spiritual degradation, but the physical degradation. U'misayim ha'agada b'shevach v'hodao she'otzianu kadosh baruch u'mitzrayim she'inu sham avadim v'hotzianu b'rechosh rav. So the Rimi Lunil, kind of like the opposite of the Rambam, is focused on the socioeconomic status, that we were, liberated from bondage, from slavery, and our socioeconomic status, was elevated, as it was. So these two views, in a sense, can be traced back to the Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara Kof Tesayin. So the Gemara asks this very question. We have it here in the fourth source. So Maschal Begnos U'Misayim B'Shvach, Mai Begnos, Rav Amar Mitzchilo Obdei Avodah Zara, Rav Odas Kilulim Hayu Avosenu, Shmuel Amar Avadim Hayinu. So Amar Rav Nachman Daru Avdei, so Rav Nachman says to his Eved, if the Eved will be emancipated and he'll be given gold and silver, so certainly you'd have to give thanks, you give praise. So he says, helped us fulfill our obligation of manishtana. That's a kind of a story in its own right, how this takes that place. But pasach v'amar avadim hayinu. So it seems like from the Gemara, are really two different opinions. Rav says the gnos is the spiritual degradation. Shmuel says it's, the physical degradation. And then there's this, little comment of Rav Nachman, which seems to be focused mostly on the, physical emancipation. Interestingly, there's a very strong consensus amongst the Rishonim. We have this in Rabbeinu Chanan, we have it in the Rif, we have it in the Rambam. Though the Rambam has, as we'll see, his own idea, that we don't choose between Rav and Shmuel. And in the end, it's really both. We all know from our own Haggadah experience that we first say, Mitzchilo of Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, and we also say, Avadim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim, right? That we don't choose. So, V'ha'idna Abdinan Ketarvayu. The Chasam Sofer commented about this, that Rav said, Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah, Yav Hussein, he says, Nir lefi anez daiti, the sphere le den lahas chalvadim hayinu, de akati av de anan. Chasam Sofer says, Rav's position was rooted in the idea that, you know, we're still not fully liberated. Not in the days of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and, you know, the Emperor Franz Josef of the Habsburg dynasty, in the days of the Chasam Sofer, and not today. V'lo ahani lan ha'gula l'kabalas ha'Torah, al korchach maskal b'gnus, ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu. Interestingly, so the Chasam Sofer said that Rav, you know, was like, you know, Bal Karcho, he was, you know, driven by the sense that there was really not going to be any way of describing, you know, the trajectory of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in purely national liberation terms, because national liberation wasn't complete and still isn't complete. So, you know, what really, you know, the story has to be, for the Chasam Sofer, it really has to be the spiritual, renaissance of the Jewish people. So signaled, the Rambam has his own idea here, which is a very elaborate one, and you know, sort of worth seeing in its entirety. So the Rambam says, "V'tzarach lahaschal b'gnos l'saim b'shvach keitzad maschil u'mesaper shebetchila hayu avoseinu b'mei terach u'milfanav," like the Rambam signaled in the Perush HaMishnayos, that the prior to Avraham Avinu, there was this spiritual morass that everybody was entangled in. Kofrin v'toin achar hevel v'rodchin achar avodah zarah u'misayim edas emesh v'kirvanu amakom lo v'yudilanu minatoim v'kirvanu liyichudo v'chein maschil u'modiya she'avadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. So we were avadim to paro in Mitzrayim. V'chol hara she'gmal lanu So the Rambam says, and in parallel to that, so this is again in the tradition of the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel, that we go through the socioeconomic, you know, emancipation, that we start with Avadim Hayinu, and then we go and, you know, discuss the great Nisim and Niflos that God did to liberate us. And the Rambam says, V'hu she'yidrosh mi'aram yovidav yad she'igmor kol ha'parsha. Interesting. So the Rambam thinks that as opposed to being two distinctive requirements of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, namely Maschel B'Gnos U'Misayim B'Shvach, and then Doresh Amarami Oviravi, the Rambam was of the view that V'Doresh Mi'Arami Oviravi was the means by which one achieves its Maschel B'Gnos U'Misayim B'Shvach, which means that for the Rambam somehow, you know, if a person really reads carefully this section of the Torah, you can find both, you know, national liberation, avadim hayinu, to the chirus, and the fact that we not only were liberated, but the fact that we were liberated and given, you know, some kind of rechush gadol, the kesef and the zahav that's referenced in the Gemara. And then, you know, in conjunction with that, we have the spiritual emancipation, mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, and then achshav kirvanu amakom lavodaso. So the Rambam was of the view that you could really find both of these things in there, at least in light of the, you know, the Medrash Halacha. So this is an interesting challenge to take on. So if you take a look at the psukim here, so the Torah tells us, and this is the Mikra Bikurim, Vanisa Vyamarta Lifte Adonai Lohecha, Arami Oviravi, Vayirid Mitzrayma, Vayagor Sham Bim Seimaat, Vayisham Lagoy Gadol Atzum Varav. So we definitely have here, you know, within the framework of Arami Oviravi, right, that the Jewish people went down to Mitzrayim, which, you know, obviously was an experience of Avdus, and the Jewish people became, you know, a Goy Gadol there, became very numerous, and the Egyptians then oppressed us, so this is certainly an element of Gnos, and that God, you know, sees all of the suffering of the Jews. Vayotzienu Adonai Mimitzrayim biyad chazakah v'izra'u netuyah v'mara gadol v'ososu v'mofsim. And then vayivienu al makom hazeh v'yitan lanu as haaretz hazos eretz zavas chalav u'dvash. Okay, so the truth is that, as far as the way that we practice the Haggadah, we don't even get up to vayivienu al makom hazeh. So, if you look at these psukim, I'll ask you, which element of maschol b'gnos or mesayim b'shvach do we see here? Is it the more like avadim hayinu to, you know, Hashem liberating us from slavery? Or is it the spiritual reversal of mitzchilo of the avodah zarah hayu avuseinu, and then achshav kirvanu amakom lavodaso? The Rambam obviously claims that it's both, but
I see the emphasis on the avodim.
Yeah. So, Effie, I think that's right. Right, that's what's plain in the psukim, because vayireu osanu amitzrim vayanunu, and then vayotzeinu Hashem mimitzrayim. So, like, where exactly is the mitzchila of the avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, and then achshav kirvanu amakom lavodaso? Effie, go ahead. You got half of it already, so
you're the only guy I can point to is Arami Oved Avi.
Right. Okay. Very good. So clearly that has to be right. So go ahead. I think that's exactly right. So Arami Oved Avi is a reference to a very early time, right? The Rambam wrote both in the Perush HaMishnayos as well as in the Yad HaChazaka that we were
of the
Avodah
Zarah,
right.
Almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Be'ever Hanar, Yeshua Vosecha Mi'olam, Terach Avi Avram, and Yachor. So the Rambam must see, Arami Oved Avi, somehow as a reference to that earlier time. But even if that's so, where do we see here, V'achshav, Kirvanu Hamakom La'avodah? So it's not like we see anything here about, let's say, Mamad Har Sinai, or anything that would obviously point us in the direction of a spiritual renaissance, or is there? Because I guess that's what the Rambam is arguing.
Can only try that with the pasuk by Vienna or Makom Hazeh,
and but that's cut off, right?
It's not quite there,
right?
It's just a fulfillment of the Brisbane of Azorah, but that's...
Yeah. So I'm just going to make a suggestion. It's not clear, but if you look in the Sifrei, which this is what we learn, because with Dorei Shmei Rami Oviravi, that's the Medrash Halacha. So the Sifrei says, V'yotzeinu Hashem Mimitzrayim. Is the tensors. Lo yadei malach, lo yadei saraf, lo yadei shaliach, kadosh baruch hu bichvodo. Shenemar ve'avarti beretz Yitzrayim b'layla azeh, v'ikesi kol b'chor beretz Yitzrayim, yadam ad be'ima, v'chol olohim Yitzrayim meseh shvatim ani Hashem. B'mora gadol, zo gilo yishchina. So, I'd like to make a suggestion. When we talk about maschel b'gnos and mesayim b'shvach from a spiritual standpoint, so Rav said it's mitzchilo of the avodah zarah hayu avoseinu v'achshav kirvanu hamakom. So maybe in the fullest sense of that term, v'achshav kirvanu hamakom lavodaso is of course a reference to what eventually would happen is, kirvanu lifnei har sinai v'nasan lanu es haTorah, as we say in Dayenu. But that process of rapprochement with Hashem, with drawing closer to Him, so that already was dramatically present on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Vayhi b'chatzi halayla v'Hashem hikakol b'chor b'eretz Yitzrayim. Not by an angel, lo yadei malach, lo yadei seraf, v'lo yadei shaliach, ala kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. The night of the 15th was the beginning of the Jewish people's exposure. It intensified at Kriyas Yamsuf, Zakei Livyan Veyu. It got, of course, that much more intense at Har Sinai. But this was the moment when that great distance that had crept into the relationship between God and the Jewish people was, you know, finally reversed. Not the full completion of that process, but a very significant step along the way. There's a beautiful medrash that tells us that, you know, when Avram was chasing after Lot to rescue him, Vayechalek aleihem laila hu vavada vayakeim. Remember, it literally means that Avram ran through the night and then he split up his forces. But the Medrash says, Rashi quotes it, Vayechalek aleihem laila, that this is the first half of the night, and the second half of the night, of course, was Makas Bechoros, was Vayehi b'chatzi halayla, that Avram's life is connected to this moment. Mitzchila of the Avodah Zarah hayu avoseinu, going all the way back, and then v'achshav kirvanu amakom lavodah, so God reached out to us on the night of the 15th. And he didn't do it via third party, he didn't do it via an emissary, lo yidei malach, v'lo yidei saraf, v'lo yidei shaliach, ela kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo uva'atzmo, that it was a direct revelation what the Jewish people experienced on the night of the 15th of Nisan. We know very well that despite his enormous contributions to Yetzias Mitzrayim, enormous is an understatement, Moshe Rabbeinu is omitted entirely from the Haggadah. The one possible reference, not in the Rambam's Haggadah, but, you know, possible reference, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo, really, even that captures it. It was just Moshe Avdo. The whole point is to deliberately downplay the role of Moshe so as to amplify the role of Hashem. In fact, the Rambam, when he discusses the principle of Lefi Daito Shel Ben, Aviv Malamdo, says that you're only allowed to mention the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam actually paskins this way, to the Ben Chacham. Because the concern is if the child isn't more advanced, he's going to think that Moshe did it and, you know, God, you know, wasn't as central. This was a night, the Saper Benisim and Iflos, Shenasu Lavosenu Belel Chamisha Asar Benisan. It was a night when all the darkness and alienation of Mitzchilo of Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu was finally dispelled. So the Rambam tells an amazing story. The Gnus and the Shvach are two things at once. It's the degradation in the socioeconomic sense, Avadim Hayinu L'Faro B'Mitzrayim, and then being extracted from that. And then in parallel to that, this was also a process of spiritual renaissance, Mitzchilo of Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu V'Achshav Kirvanu Hamakom. This was the moment when God drew close to us, Ani V'lo Malach, Ani V'lo Saraf, Ani V'lo Shaliach. And I think that, you know, this idea of the parallel tracks is itself important, but it seems to me that we can take it one very dramatic step further. So with that, let me just share one more source and then discuss it. There's a beautiful comment in the sixth parak, or the so-called sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, really only five chapters, but this is an appendage to John's sixth chapter, which talks about, you know, Jewish conceptions of freedom. Ve'aluchos mas elokim hema, hamichtav mechtav elokim hu, charos al haluchos. The writing that was engraved on the tablets, al tikra charos elocheros. Ein lecha ben chorin, tru cheros, Elamisha Osek B'Talmud Torah. True cheros, true freedom, essential freedom, is not, you know, the freedom from the taskmaster. That's a necessary condition. But of course, our understanding of cheros is freedom from the taskmaster to be able to be involved in a life of spiritual purpose. Haluka halu avdei Hashem, avdei Hashem velo avdei paro. It was necessary to extract us from the socioeconomic slavery, avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim, so that achshav kirvanu hamakom lavodaso. Ki avadai heim asher hotzesi osam eretz Mitzrayim. It's particularly fascinating to think about this in the context of the most graphic manifestation of Chiros at Leil HaSeder. Chiros at Leil HaSeder is manifested through a halacha din of Heseba, that we're supposed to lean. I think we can demonstrate this in two ways. The Gemara in Psachim on Kuftas tells us that praktan lo shmei haseba, that you have to lean to your left, you can't be flat on your back. Now, praktan is a hard word. Rashi actually talks about it in Brachos in the context of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. It says that really, at the Deoraisa level, a person can recite Kriyashma in any position they want. Beis Hillel says, kol adam kore kedarko. Omdim v'yoshvin shochvin rochvin al gavi behema, but you can't recite Kriyat Shema flat on your back. Rashi says because flat on your back looks like you're, you know, derech gaivo srara, that you're, you know, you're accepting the yoke of heaven, mekabel malchus shamayim, you know, on a beach chair. Just it's incongruous. It's not really accepting the yoke of heaven. So the Gemara in Psachim says, praktan lo shmei haseba. You can't do haseba lying down on a beach chair. You would say, well, what could be better than that? But there is no cheros, which is derech gaiva and srara. It's not about, you know, sort of demonstrating your total freedom from any responsibility, so you should be lounging on a beach chair. No. You lean to your left. And when do you have to do Heseba? During the times when you're actually fulfilling mitzvos, specifically when you eat the matzah, when you drink the dalet kosos. It's very clear that the definition of cheros that we're going for at the Seder is cheros to perform mitzvos. That's why the Heseba is done specifically when one is performing mitzvos. Of course, you can always do more. The Rambam says about even Heseba, Kol Hamar Behareza Meshubach. It's interesting. But the real idea is that the Heseba, the Cheros, is for the sake of being able to have a life, you know, of mitzvos. We don't think about this as a typical national liberation story that, you know, we threw off the yoke of the oppressor and therefore we could, you know, just go and have Cheros shel praktan, that a person could then just do whatever they please without any sense of accountability. Emecha ben chorin, al tikri charos ala cheros al haluchos alamisha osik batorah. It's a freedom to be able to have a life, you know, of spiritual meaning, of spiritual direction. Ve'achshav kirvanu hamakom lavodaso, that the alienation and the loneliness of mitchilo of avodah zarah hayu avoseinu, of that spiritual, you know, wasteland, then becomes transformed, you know, into a life of direction, a life of purpose. Ve'achshav kirvanu hamakom lavodasa. The Jewish conception of freedom, of sovereignty, is, of course, in that sense, not freedom from, you know, primarily, but of course, as many have put it, freedom to. It is a necessary condition not to be subjugated, But that's not the essential experience of the free person. Freedom from the taskmaster is a necessary precondition. Freedom to serve God, ki avadai heim, asher hotzesi osam, me eretz mitzrayim, to experience the full measure of that life of being directed and focused and having, you know, meaning from morning till evening, of having, you know, such a purpose, the kind of purpose that was denied the generations that, you know, just couldn't have had this opportunity in the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim. For us, this is a critical time for us to revisit the true understanding of the value, you know, of our freedom. Probably for the vast, vast, vast majority of us, the experience of Pesach this year will, you know, so deeply be refracted through the experience that we've had literally since the Yontif of Tishrei, since the final day of that Yontif season. And I think it's extremely important for us to reassert that the great emphasis that we're paying to right now, and rightfully so, the importance of our sovereignty, the importance of our strength, never to lose sight of the fact that as important as that is, that's a means to an even greater ends. It's a necessary condition, but it's not itself sufficient. The dream that's captured in Arami Oviravi, Vayivienu al Makom Azev, Vayiten Lanu Es Haaretz Hazos, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, isn't just a dream of material success. It's not only Startup Nation, which is all important and all impressive, but it's more than that. V'yatah hineh hevesias reshis pri adama asher nasati ali Hashem v'inachta lifnei Hashem elokecha v'hishtachavisa lifnei Hashem elokecha. The final vision of the Arami Oved Avi is of the Jew not just enjoying material success, but being mishtachave l'Hashem behar HaKodesh. Of the Jew coming in front of the Makom HaShechina and demonstrating, you know, his persona as a committed Oved Hashem. V'hishtachavisa lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha. The opportunity that we all have to strengthen Jewish sovereignty, to fight back the enemies of Jewish sovereignty, is so much more meaningful because our aspiration isn't to be free from alone. That's where it begins. We'll never accept going back, God forbid, to a time where we didn't have, you know, any capacity for sovereignty. But we know that a huge part of what we're fighting for right now is the even greater and noble goal of being able to construct, you know, the kind of vision of Achshav Kirvanu HaMakom Lavodaso. All of us this year have had to sacrifice some of that experience, spending time, you know, doing other things, necessary things, to ensure that we can, you know, have that dream. You know, the Rambam, you know, it's really interesting the way that, you know, he presents it. You know, it's two processes in parallel. Just to show you one thing, just to go back, and I think the ordering is so meduyak, it's so significant and so precise in the Rambam. So, you know, the Rambam talks about, you know, mitchilo of the avodazara yu avosenu, and then Mesayim Das HaEmes, V'chein Maschol Modia Shavadim Hayinu, and then, you know, God took us out with the Nisim and Niflaos. The Rambam's ordering suggests to me, like, the the hierarchy. The primary goal isn't just to go free from avdus, but the first story of Gnosta Shabbach is mitchilo of the avodah zarah to achshav kirvanu amakom l'avodaso. Now, to get there, of course, we had to go out from avadim to being bnei chorin. But sof ma'aseh machshav atchila, the goal was always to have a life of great spiritual meaning and significance. And so, you know, even and especially as Klal Yisrael is locked in a battle for physical survival, we should always keep in mind what the ends of that battle really are all about, how much we have to fight for. We've all been so moved over the course of this year by stories of our chayalim, you know, bringing Sfarim with them. Mentioned just, you know, somebody whose name I mentioned a lot, you know, not that long ago. We shouldn't ever forget it. Ma'oz, you know, Morel, one of the chayalim, some of us here were at his levaya in Har Herzl. And, you know, one of the things that was mentioned in the Hespedim was that, you know, he carried a Mesilas Yesharim with him. Literally, you know, a pocket Mesilas Yesharim, and then he, you know, into battle. And I don't know how you could have a better version, a living version of the Rambam's, you know, dual Gnosta Shevach, ensuring that the Jewish people will not, God forbid, become Avadim again, as we've so often been. As the Chasam Sofer wrote, Akati Avdei Anan, we should never be subjugated to the, you know, barbarians, Hamas. But Ma'oz, like so many chayalim along with him, understood what he was fighting for, you know, Mesilas Yesharim, for the paths of the righteous and the upright. And there's so many like that. The stories, you know, are generational. We're living in this historic moment when the Jewish people are battling for their national survival, their physical survival, but in such a way that reflects the deep understanding that in the end, it's really about, you know, not just being free from all of the suffering of the last two millennia, and even before that, going back to Shiva and Mitzrayim, the last four millennia, right? Three and change. But the point is to be able to be free too. Hesepa takes place when we perform the mitzvos. Praktan lo shmei Hesepa. Ein lecha ben chorin ala misha osek batorah. So we have to have a sense of the ultimate goals, this Pesach, and then, God willing, if we have that, that will give us still greater motivation to continue, you know, forward, you know, with you know, great strength, and to appreciate the incredible difference between the culture that we represent, which is a culture of spiritual orientation, of Tzelem Elokim, of humans who aspire to amplify that Tzelem Elokim, to draw us close to God, Kirvanu Amakom Lavodaso, and then unfortunately a culture of death, and a culture of hate and negation, a culture that aspires to nothing other than the destruction of others. You know, and this, you know, itself, you know, this gap itself should really give us a sense of even greater motivation to be able to overcome these forces of darkness for ourselves. And ultimately, you know, whether or not the world appreciates it, not, we know, but ultimately to be able to help all of humanity is the truth, you know, towards a far more meaningful existence. Right now, a challenging time, but the awareness of what it is that we're fighting for ultimately makes our fight that much more successful. And it takes on many forms. It's being done every single day in Aza, but it's also being done every single day here, in different ways, but it's all so important to be able to stand up, you know, for the things that are right and the things that are true and the things that matter. We should be filled with the strength of all the generations that that came before us. Arami ovid avi. We've wandered a long time. We're closer than so many generations have been before. We, of course, respectfully and humbly make no predictions, but we've traveled a long road, and we hope. We hope for the full measure of redemption in this month of Nisan that will be upon us in the coming weeks. I want to thank everybody and look forward to spending the next 2 weeks continuing to delve into, you know, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Haggadah. And again, the good news about, you know, this delay is that, you know, you only have to wait 5 days, so we get, you know, the short week going forward. So, we look forward to picking it up from here, God willing, on Monday, unless we have to do.